This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome back to the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. You can find them online at www.nysta.org. We'd also like to thank the Adirondack, Long Island, and Finger Lakes Regional Golf Course Superintendent Associations for their continued support of the Shortcut newsletter. This week, Dr. Rossi and I discuss the concept of compensatory growth and why that's important, considering the wet conditions we've had in the Northeast. We'll also touch on the difference in bluegrass varieties at the start of the growing season. Enjoy! All right, welcome back to another Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. Today's May 11th. Here again with Dr. Frank Rossi. Frank, as always, let's start with the weather. It seemed pretty cold and wet lately.
Yeah, dramatically wet. And you know, we walked around with my turf class last Friday in that 2 to 3 inch downpour. Yankee Stadium, Lincoln Center, the Upper East Side, looking at landscapes. Very interesting trip. Saw how wet and cool it is. And that's going to get worse, it appears, from what Art's saying. Going to get colder, 10 degrees below normal. This weekend, Sunday, really cold and wetter. Big coastal low, much wetter along the coast. Little bit drier inland, but certainly not dry by any stretch of the imagination. And then by the middle of next week, the switch is going to pop. Looks like we're going to get warm with all this moisture in the system. Mm-hmm. Grasses are growing like crazy, Carl, and that brought up the conversation about mowing issues and the consequences of delay in mowing.
Right. Well, people can't get out there and mow when it's wet. And then when they finally do get a chance, you know, on sports fields or home lawns, they try and get down to the height they desire, and you know that can present issues with the rebound growth.
That's right, exactly. When you can't mow for a while and you're going to take off more than a third, right? My recommendation was, you know, for many years, just follow the clump rule. Wait till it clumps up and then mow before it starts clumping up. Well, it's going to be wet. Generally, we'd recommend that you would incrementally take the height down. Now, nobody wants to hear that, especially on wet soils with you can barely get the mower on it anyway. But the reality is what you said is true, that we're finding now that as you cut more than 30%, you get into the 50 to 70%, even 100% range. Yes, the turf will tolerate it. It doesn't kill the grass. But the regrowth, you called it rebound, scientists call it compensatory growth, where you're getting more than normal growth that makes you wind up having to mow more frequently. So it is something we have to be mindful of, that if you haven't been able to mow for a while, if you're going to get out there, especially on higher cut turf, sports fields, lawns, even fairways, if you can't get on certain fairways, you're better off changing that mowing height and going down incrementally rather than taking it down in one fell swoop, which, you know, then raised the issue of the change in weather that we're having in the spring, the impact that it's having on mowing. And Carl, what we saw in the bluegrass varieties that we talked about, we saw on Friday in our trip to New York City, and we heard today on the call.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been out on a couple athletic fields and really noticing the difference in the spring green up of different bluegrass varieties. What can we speak to there?
We were out on some sodded properties, and I've traveled throughout the Northeast in this spring, and we're starting to see these big differences, even in sod, where the variety, you know, obviously sod growers generally got to be getting the highest quality seed, right? That's their crop. That there are levels of seed quality that you aspire to as a seed producer. And when it's really clean, when they test the samples to a higher degree, you get sod quality seed. So you got to believe the sod seed is pretty good. Now they're having trouble getting some of the varieties that they want because of the changes in the production field. So obviously there's different varieties into the field. And so when Rich Buckley had a chance to chat with us about this, he was commenting on his colleague Brad Park's work. And I think we're going to have Brad on the call maybe to talk about this further next week. Brad has joined us in the past. Brad Park is a sports turf scientist down at Rutgers University, does a lot of turf grass evaluation down there. And what Rich said and Brad talks about are the wide differences, especially in the midnight types. These are the varieties of bluegrass that were really bred for summer patch resistance or demonstrated summer patch resistance. So they've been expanding out the genetics of the midnight types. Midnight types are very slow in the spring and really good in the summer. Well, it appears that slowness in the spring with the cool and wet conditions we've been having is making them look like distinctly different grasses. Like, how can this be the same grass as that grass? And so what we hear, and usually what you see, is by June, July, and August, if they are in fact summer patch resistant, you see how mimically they look. They mimic each other in the field. They generally hold up well under warm, dry conditions, which has been something that plagued bluegrasses before the midnight types expanded about 15, 20 years ago. So, you know, I think that's something that this weird spring weather is giving us. Of course, there's weeds abound, and we had chats with Randy about that. But I'd have to say that the odd, wet, cool conditions that we've been experiencing are making us see, almost all of us see things we don't normally see. So as you move forward with the week, Carl, I think that that's something everybody wants to keep in mind, that, you know, don't rush to judgment. Take a look, see what it is, and then continue to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and you know what? We'll even post some of the pictures on our Twitter account of those visual differences we've been observing in the bluegrass varieties this spring. You can find us on there at Cornell Turf. And with that, that'll conclude this week's episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. We hope you'll join us again next week as we move forward in the growing season up here in the Northeast.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.